we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/love. That's forhims.com/love for your free online visit. forhims.com/love.
Diamonds Direct says hello to summer with the hottest offer ever. 5 years, zero interest financing on any purchase. Yes! Now for a limited time, you get Diamonds Direct's already unbeatable price, pay nothing down, and spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest. It's the smartest and best way to buy. And with this, it's so easy to splurge. A $9,000 designer bracelet comes out to just $150 a month. A $12,000 engagement ring is just $200 a month. And nothing's held back. All fashion rings, every engagement ring mounted, diamond earrings, all new designer fashion jewelry, large, rare diamonds. Whether you spend $3,000 or $300,000, you can get 5 years, zero interest financing. Celebrate summer. Celebrate life. Celebrate love. Don't miss this chance to get that piece of jewelry they'll love and appreciate for years. And take advantage of 5 years, zero interest financing with no money down. Now for a limited time only, and only at Diamonds Direct. On approved credit. Official jeweler of the Dallas Cowboys at the Domain.
50 years in the Lone Star State. A one-stop shop so you're never late. Prices so low that you want to know
which way to spend.
Come on, let's go.
Specs, wine, spirits, and finer foods. World-class service, that's all about you.
Shop Specs, it's how we do. A huge selection since 62. Shop Specs, low-priced, amazing. Here's to you.
Shop.
Cheers to savings.
Did your roof get some hail recently? Trust Divided Sky Roofing and Exteriors. They're local. Get started with no money up front. Also, zero down financing available for the deductible or the whole claim. Get online at mydividedsky.com and get started. Divided Sky Roofing and Exteriors.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX-FM and HD1 BK, KTAE-AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock. Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit vaqueroscafe.com. Mornings with Bucky and Aaron are brought to you by Bud Light.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
P&E.
What's P&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands.
Put them together for a Wednesday on B&E. Put them together for the sunshine out this morning. Hope it can stick as long as it can today. Rain showers in the forecast, but we won't talk about that. Just enjoy a beautiful Wednesday morning on 2 June. A lot of agreement with the Buck over there. This says, I'm with Bucky. If the woman can grab money from the man can do it as well. Says, you're so right, Bucky. E is just pandering to the masses or kissing up to the masses.
I'm not trying to do a woman thing. I'm just trying to say if it were the other way around, then and it's just, why is it fair one way and it's not fair the other? I mean,
oh, I don't know that it's unfair. I'm just.
But weren't they together at the same time when she even though if she had that company, he was her husband? Because if it's the other way, it's like, wait a minute, she saw him through all of this stuff and well, with his career and everything else, she deserves half. But why isn't it working the same way, even though he made $100 million? So why should that money be the difference of what he gets to share?
This is E is a song, soft as a Longhorn linebacker. I will admit that I've not been divorced, but if I ever did, I would not be good at it because I would probably be soft.
I've not been good at it. I walked away from a lot of stuff because I thought the most important thing was the happiness of my children.
Right. That, me too.
I always thought that's what it's all about. They do have a child together, do they
three.
Not?
Three children three? Together. Young, 8, 7, and whatever else.
I'll just say this. He should do what's best for his kids.
That's my
and
thought,
And not
too.
Be remembered as a guy who pulled them away from their home, but these two, they got money, so they can quit playing that game. Like, oh, they're going to go live.
Well,
in
I believe
poverty
the roadblock is that he wants half of the company,
uh-huh.
She says, because somebody texted and said, well, he funded the company. She says, no, she funded the company. She started the company with her. She had her own cash coming in.
But we were married for 7 years.
And they were married for 7 years. Yes. So I'm not saying he's not entitled to a piece of it. I don't know that he deserves half of it. And I would typically side with, you know, let's come to an agreement here. They've already come up to a custody agreement as far as the children and visitation and all that, which is a good thing. And he seems to be pretty amicable through that. But
right.
It's her company. She started it. And it's all on TV. They did 4 years of a television show where he didn't want any part of the company. Like, he didn't want it. You know, she would always joke that he doesn't.
But that doesn't mean he didn't deserve part of the company. Because he didn't want it then, because now we're in a total situation.
I understand. I would be soft in a divorce. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. Just give me...
As I said, what's best for the kids? Those kids are going to be happily ever after.
No, and you want that to be
except for the separation of their family. Now, I'm not saying that separation of their dad, but they're not going under 183 Bridge, right? That's not where they're going to live.
No, other point. He's made plenty of money. They've got plenty of cash.
Okay, so give me half. You're going to be all right, too. She's back on TV, Zay, you said?
Oh, yeah, she's back on TV.
Okay, well, give me my half of the company. Right? She's back on TV. She's doing fine.
But her company still exists. I mean, the jewelry company, Home Goods. I mean,
when we got married, it's now our company. It's our company.
The claim of I need half of it seems spiteful to me. And I just know... He claims in other phases it's not spiteful. That seems spiteful. How about 10%?
Yeah, would do that to him so quick it would make his head
profit,
spin.
How about 10%?
No. Hell no. Did you just say 10%?
Why would he? But he's not invested anything into it except been married to the lady who started the company.
That's how marriage is. That's how you split that
that's
stuff.
That's why you can come to an agreement.
You're right. You're right about it. You can't come to agreement. Don't do it, Jay.
And I think asking for half of the company is spiteful. That's all I'll say.
I'm feeling really bad about myself now. Not really.
Man.
I was feeling bad, but I'm not feeling bad now.
And she'll do fine. He'll do fine. He was a bad quarterback anyhow. Maybe that's part of it.
How much did he make as a bad quarterback?
$28 million in contracts. Remember? Yeah, he did pretty well. Bears gave him a lot of it. The Bears.
Call Cordell and Cordell, dude.
It says soft E. Yeah. I'll own that, man.
You did do what's best for the kids. That's all I'll say. And
what I wouldn't want for the kids is like some type of a fight about the jewelry store, and then I wouldn't want my kids to think I'm coming off being spiteful towards their mother.
Yeah, that's true, man. You just don't want that. You don't want that because you don't want your kids thinking about that in you. You know what I'm saying? Say, find out how much that company's worth. Just find out, because if half of it, if that company's worth $20 million bucks and half of it is $10 million,
yeah, but it's not just what it's worth now. It's what it's worth over the next 50 years.
He wants
all of that. I'm okay with giving her, okay, I'll give you the cut of this, and then it's over. As I grow this company, you're out, chump.
Jay Cutler, chump.
I'm still spiteful with Jay when he was my fantasy football quarterback 1 year, and he just crushed us.
Uncommon James makes $12.3 million a year.
See? That's what he wants. He wants that mailbox money so he doesn't have to work. She's working. He's out there working. He wants the mail.
She's on TV. She ain't working.
What's he doing? She's working. She's got a jewelry company. She's also got a television show. What's he got?
$12 million.
And by the way,
year?
The TV show was like Cavallari something. Didn't even say Cutler. His name wasn't even mentioned in the show.
The kids can't live on $6 million a year.
He's just looking for that Bobby Bonilla mailbox money. I see what he's doing.
Now, there's a little bit of spite in this.
Oh, yeah.
There's a little bit of spite in that.
He wants to go live and do nothing, be a bum, and just collect checks off her company.
Hasn't he had to give up some of his money, too, to her?
I don't know what the settlement is.
Let's get to the bottom of this.
Cordell and Cordell, where are they when you need them?
I know.
Where are they when they need them? All right, so that was
just don't make the kids
carryover hot or not topic.
Just don't make the kids hate you down the road.
That was the carryover hot or not topic about Jay Cutler.
Always side with
Cavallari.
The mom and do not have the kids hate you down the road.
That's what I would say.
Yes.
Let's get to the headlines, trending topics.
Give me $2 million out of this 12 a year.
Because, heck, maybe she's been spiteful, too. I don't know. Top Gun, Lawn and Equipment Rentals bring you the news. And, yeah, multiple reports now yesterday and now some confirmation from Texas that linebacker Daly Adeoye has withdrawn his name from the NCAA transfer portal and is planning to rejoin the Longhorn football program. The junior, originally from St. Louis, Missouri, then IMG Academy, 10 starts in his career. Put his name in that portal back on January 8th and was assumed to be heading out, but... looks like he has withdrawn his name and planning to be back. Also yesterday, a report from OrangeBloods.com, the University of Tulsa transfer cornerback, Caleb Evans, was on campus at UT yesterday for an official day, a one-day visit. Well, yesterday, of course, the first day of the dead period ended, and he was at UT. Over the past weekend, the 6'2", 190-pounder from McKinney originally announced his top five as the transfer options included Texas, along with Missouri, Notre Dame, Texas Tech, and Jackson State. Elsewhere, a big day in college football for the Georgia Bulldogs. They received a pair of commitments from five-star transfers. First came from LSU tight end transfer Eric Gilbert, who announces he's going to play for Kirby Smart, and then former Clemson All-ACC first-team cornerback Darian Kendrick announced that he is going to Georgia as well. NBA playoffs last night, how about a series closed out? Brooklyn finished off the Boston Celtics in five games, 123-109, 34-point triple-double from James Harden last night. They're going to now face Milwaukee in a very good second-round series. In Denver last night, what a classic. Nuggets needed double overtime, but finally prevailed over the Portland Trailblazers, 147-140. Nikola Jokic had 38 points and 11 rebounds. It helped offset a 55-point night from Damian Lillard. That included an NBA playoff record 12 three-pointers, and that included three balls at the end of regulation to tie it and the end of the first overtime to tie the score. What a ball game. In Phoenix, now official, LeBron James-led team will play in an elimination game in the first round of the playoffs for the first time ever. That's after the Suns whipped the Anthony Davis-less Lakers last night, 115-85. They're up 3-2 in that first round series. Major League Baseball, Astros made it back-to-back wins over Boston in that four-game series, 5-1. Rangers lost again, this time in Colorado in 11 innings, 3-2. That's 13 straight road losses. Round Rock, as we said, finished off a six-game sweep of their series in Salt Lake City, 4-3. The final last night. They're back at the Dell Diamond, open up his homestand on Thursday.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment.
Come to Top Gun and buy or rent the equipment you need for your construction and lawn projects, and you could win a bottle of 1942 Don Julio tequila or Blanton's whiskey.
TopGun.net. We'll shoot you straight.
Boy, it's very interesting on these quarterback camps that are out there right now. There's some really, really good-looking quarterbacks today. You know, you've got the video of some of these guys throwing the ball around, and the one that's coming to Texas, you say he's a little bit raw, but, you know, I was looking at a little film just when we were, you know, when we took a break here. He's raw, but he can fling it too. He's good. He's going to be
Malik Murphy.
Yeah, man, he's going to be pretty special too. There'll be a lot of competition in the quarterback room here over the next couple of years, which is a good thing for Texas. They need to figure out who's going to be their guy over the next 2 years. So, and great competition. You got to have that guy. You have to have the trigger man right now.
Well, and there's no question with Hudson Card and Casey Thompson, this thing will go to the, you know, deep into camp come August. I think that's fair to say. Now 94 days to the start of the season. And, you know, summer workouts will be big. Who's leading them? Those started yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Tuesdays. Those start today. The summer workouts do start today. They'll practice Tuesdays and Thursdays all summer long. Pretty much player-led and player-driven, but they'll be, you know, the strength and conditioning coach can be out there and that staff and monitoring the players, and they're going to be built around a lot of the same drills they were doing in the spring. And, you know, that's where leadership comes, who leads these camps, who's the guy that's, you know, the players are following and following behind. And then Malik Murphy, I mean, the thing, when you think about him, he's a five-star kid. He's 6'5", 230. I mean, he's a big kid. He can fling it, but he is very raw. He's not played a lot of high school football, and he's set to be a senior. And as we said, there's some thought that maybe his parents are planning to move to the state of Texas, like everybody in California, to enroll him and let him play a season of high school football here. I don't know where or if that's going to happen, but
yeah, but we know, I think the head coach is one of those, you know, handful of quarterback whisperers,
yeah,
that's in this nation. So
no, I think that's what he's looking at. He's looking at a raw piece of clay that. You know, look, Trevor Lawrence walked into Clemson ready to start, right? I mean, that's you know, the other name you're going to hear a lot of, and he'll be on campus at some point here this summer, is Arch Manning, the nephew of Peyton and Eli and Cooper's son. He's going to be a top end, and he's doesn't have the look. If you see them both,
He's,
you know, Arch Manning's not 6'5 and 230 with that frame.
He's a 6'2 kid, right?
Yeah, he's built a lot more like Eli. He's
right.
A smaller, skinnier kid. But you know he's going to come in with that, you know, Manning pedigree and the smarts and the instincts and just a quarterback family if there ever was one from grandpa on down. And so more refined just to the skills of the position. So we'll see. Now he's open. I mean, most people think he's going to end up somewhere in the SEC. But, you know, there is a thought that he likes Steve Sarkisian. He likes the offense. And, you know, that this is a big year. There's no doubt for Steve Sarkisian because – you know, with everybody being shut down for the pandemic, as far as recruiting, you know, that certainly hurt Tom Herman and his seven new coaches last year on the recruiting trail. They've got to show signs of development at Texas. They've got to show they're developing players. I mean, that really is a big – that's why I think you're hearing Steve Sarkisian say, look, guys, let's get going on recruiting, but let's not forget about this group. Yeah. Because we need to take a step forward. We need a lot of guys to get a lot better during this summer so we can be better in the fall.
Yeah, and this is what we do know. They're playing one of the toughest schedules in college football, by the way, Texas, this year. When you start looking at wins and losses and teams that they play, just think about the teams that they'll be playing just in their conference, period. Oklahoma State, Iowa State, and Oklahoma – are three tough teams. And then to begin the season with the two teams that they play, some will say Arkansas, come on, cut me a break. They didn't. They're in the SEC. That'll be tough enough. They're not Vanderbilt. They're better than teams like Vanderbilt, so that'll be tough. And Louisiana, once again, I know what everybody's saying. Come on, you can't lose to Louisiana. Well, I heard that about Maryland for 2 years in a row, too. You can't lose ACC Maryland.
You never heard leading up to those Maryland games that Texas is going to lose to Maryland. That was not...
No, I'm just going to say.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, if you go back, that was not. Now, at least with Louisiana, we're putting it out there that, hey, let's. I mean, when we get to this game in 94 days, Louisiana very well likely will be ranked higher than Texas. A preseason poll, whatever that means, Louisiana is likely to be a top 15 to 18 kind of team.
Right.
Texas is going to be lucky to be ranked in the preseason. They probably will because they're Texas. But point being, Texas very well could lose that game. Maryland, I don't think anybody was thinking they were planning on losing to Maryland. And they lost 2 years in a row. That is correct. Right. You know, the first one was bad enough.
Well, I'm just saying nobody thought they'd lose to Maryland, and they lost two games.
Yeah.
They lost to them twice.
Well, that's why I'm – but yes, I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, you got to be – no, this is a good team. This is a top 20 football team you're going to play. I don't care what conference they play in and where they're from.
Yeah, is there a doubt in your mind that this will be a really good football game that when they play Louisiana in game number one?
I think Vegas is going to make it a three-point line. Then that's home field for Texas.
Yes.
I think that I haven't seen an early line. If someone has, you can let me know.
I'm going to say it's going to be a touchdown.
Ooh.
I believe they'll make Texas because of home coming back here. Sark is your guy, even though you have a new quarterback.
I just know
it's Texas. They'll give them a 7-point at home, a touchdown. I believe they're going to give them a touchdown.
Ooh. That's a lot. Because, I mean, like, again, there's a reason Louisiana is going to be ranked. That's not a fluke. They're an established team. They return more experienced players on both sides of the ball than any program in college football.
Love the the fun belt.
They went 10-1 a year ago.
Yes.
They beat Iowa State a year ago. They bring everybody back, including an emerging coach, their quarterback, everybody. So, again, there'll be no fear coming into this game.
Oh, no, they won't be afraid.
And as far as cohesion, chemistry, and, you know,
they've had it already. They've had it for a couple of years.
Yeah, there's no turnover here. This is a team that's built. Texas is going to have all new coaches, new starting quarterback, new offense, new defense. If there's one team that's going to lack chemistry and cohesion early, you would think it's going to be the home team, in my mind. Now, it doesn't mean Texas doesn't have a better roster and better players, 1-85, but that's a group that will come in here planning to win that game.
I know people won't think of it. I'll say that'll be a great start to the season if they can win both of those games. I believe that's really starting to your culture sets in during the summer. I think if Sark can win both of those games, I think it would be really a great way to start your football season before you get to your conference play. Because I love the preseason. I love the two games that they're playing. They're not just playing anybody. They're not playing Texas El Paso just for the fun of it. And I don't care who coaches Texas, should go in and beat Texas El Paso. Teams like that, like they've done in the past. These are two teams
I were Steve Sarkisian, I would. I know you can't do this, but I would. It'd be nice if you could flip that Rice game with the Louisiana.
No, I don't want to. No, that's not the way.
Rice, then Arkansas, then Louisiana.
No, don't. You don't want to start out like that. You don't want to. This team has enough of themselves when they play teams like that. You know what I'm saying? Start out with some two good, tough teams that you should beat. That I still believe you should beat. I still, in my mind, at this time in June, think Texas will lose three games, but. For me, I want to start out this way. These are the two I want to play. I don't want to play El Paso. I don't want to play Rice. I barely want to play Rice in the middle of the season, much less at the start of the season. This will show you where you are pretty quickly, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a fun year. And it started with a debate about who the quarterbacks will be. Who knows? I mean, is it Casey Thompson? Is it Hudson Card? We will find that out as we develop through the summer and then into the fall camp.
Plus, we'll know how the coach coaches a team that may not be – well, they're not going to be Alabama, but that he has to go out and really, really coach. And these coaches have to coach, you know, and they have to change some of the stuff that happens in fourth quarters, and that can't make that mistake. I mean, we'll know about it, how the mistakes are made. That's what we'll look at, and we'll say, damn, we've seen those before.
All right, a lot of response coming in on the Jay Cutler conversation. This says, I agree with Bucky. E doesn't know about divorce or how it works, which is
true.
And
he's lucky.
This is true. This says, prorate the value of the company while they were married. That's kind of my point. This says, E is being chivalrous, which is admirable. This says, Jay's doing this for the species. Women get the mailbox money in. Anyway, go get it, Jay.
No, Jay's doing this because he thinks he deserves half of that company.
Well, and that's
no matter how much money he made.
I just know if along the way my wife had started a company that she ran and it was her thing and she ran it, if we got divorced, I don't think I would have a claim to it. That's her deal.
You're such a good guy.
This would be my mindset. People can say I'm crazy, but it's like,
it's not crazy. It's not crazy until you get into a divorce court.
Now, the fact that you have that company and it makes $12 million a year, you stay out of my pocket over here. I made my football money. You keep all that. I'll keep all this. We go about our business.
While you were making that football money, guess what I was doing? I was at home with the kids. We're doing homeschooling. I was taking them while you were off, going from town to town, from port to port to port, and going to practice. So I did my work. I was a homekeeper. I was a mother for your children for 7 years. You're giving me some of that football money. And likewise with that company with all that jewelry and stuff, you're giving me some of that money. Right?
Okay, now, but not the ongoing. He wants the half ownership of the company. It's not like they're going to split the money and then the company goes away. The company still exists.
No, you don't get to keep money after that.
That's what I'm arguing.
Once you get divorced and say goodbye, you're not continuing
Correct.
To make money off of my company.
And that's what I've been
We're going to make
for.
A settlement right now. You make 12 a year. For the next 5 years, I'm getting 6 of the 12. And then
no.
I'll go, what do you mean? No.
I'll cut you in for the last 4 years since we started the company, and then that's it. Then we're done. That's the settlement. Move along. Find another story to talk about.
12, so 24 mil? Okay, I'm good with that. I'm good with that. Along with my 120 mil? I think I'm good with that. Everybody's going to come out of this pretty good.
Come on.
Right? I blame her for the reason why Jay was struggling so much in the NFL.
Because of that company?
Oh.
Yeah, she's been wanting to be on TV with them for the longest time and bugging Jay.
She hurt his career?
Yeah, she didn't help it.
Can I go back to this from Isaiah Collier? So what was the show that she was on previous to marrying Jay Cutler that you thought was a good show?
Oh, great show. Legendary show. First, she was on Laguna Beach.
This is an HBO program?
No, this came on MTV around 2003,
so like
maybe
Baywatch?
2004. No, it was like one of the first reality shows, but it was following the lives of very rich high schoolers living in Laguna Beach, California, and they just made it very dramatic. But for a 14-year-old like myself back then, that was the ish.
The ish.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And then it became The Hills, which was a spinoff to Laguna Beach, which was also dope.
So, like, they weren't married for the majority of his NFL career. Like the last 2 or 3 years when he was bumping around Miami.
Being lousy
but
that
once,
he was.
But once he got to Chicago, that's where they met.
Okay. With the Bears.
Yes.
First of all, he played for the Bears.
That's where he made most of his money, with the Bears. That's where he
Just
got that big contract out of Denver.
Taking their money.
Yeah. I mean, he was in, you know, a couple years in Denver and then to Chicago, and they gave him the big money contract. And, you know, so they're married 7 years, so they got married...
I'm good with what you said. You know, for the last 4 years, you know, you're making 12 a year. I can get 24 out of this. I roll on. Kids are happy. No, kids aren't happy. They're sad because they're getting divorced. But
my only argument,
everybody's making money.
And who knows who's lying and telling the truth. If indeed, as she claims, she funded the company entirely. Like, he has all this money in the bank and didn't even help her start the jewelry company. And now he wants to jump back in and take half of it. I'm saying, beat it, dude.
What a good husband. The things that he had to do.
Well, if he had invested in it from the beginning. I 100% agree with that, but he didn't. She did. And he was over there being a retired bum.
Getting on TV, doing TV stuff with her?
He wasn't doing anything. As far as I can tell, I watched a little bit of that show, Zay. He wasn't doing nothing.
She came from money. Like, again, she grew up in Laguna Beach, California.
Ooh, that's good. I'd be like that bear, that lady with the bear. I'd be shoving Jay Cutler over the fence. Get out of town here, Cutler.
That lady's nuts.
Oh, the teenager?
Teenager. Good job saving those.
That's all-timer. That's all-time video. Look at
she
that.
Just saved that little... What kind of dogs are those? Some of those... There's a chihuahua
Alive
in there.
Alive today because of her dogs. Yeah, because that bear was coming over the fence, and it was over for them at that moment.
Who's alive today? The lady is?
No, the dogs.
Oh, yeah, okay. Hey, how about if I pick up one of these dogs and give it to the bear? It's a take to the Cubs. Look at the lady, got four dogs. Here, you need a dog, take this one.
She decked it. I mean, who in the world does that? Say, who in the world runs over and decks a bear? Like, who does that?
I'm so surprised she's 17 because she looks like Tony Soprano's mom with that gown.
I'm telling you, this is not the daughter. You got this. This is the housekeeper E that did that. She looks like the housekeeper. Are we sure that this is a daughter or a teenager, or did the housekeeper come?
No, they interviewed her. She's 17. We got the interview. She said, I mean, she looks like she's wearing a house gown. Yes.
She looks like the cleaning lady.
Might be her pajamas. It might be her pajamas.
No.
Might have been a morning event here.
I think the cleaning lady did the saving here.
No, but they interviewed her. I'll show you the interview. She's 17.
She's wearing the same gear.
I don't know if she gussied up. We'll have to watch it. We'll get the intel. But she did deck a bear.
We're getting to the bottom of a lot of things here this morning.
That lady ran over, saved four dogs, and decked a brown bear. And you're talking about her outfit.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
It was awesome. All right, we'll be back. Salacious Gossip, your blitz before the end of the hour. This should get you some topical material there. Also, Craig Way has a Craig Way report. We're dragging you over the hump. Already a Wednesday here on B&E, live, local, and digital. Streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
Tell you what's really causing the problems, and it's going to be on the southwest side, northbound on Mopac at 360 and back up towards Slaughter Lane. It's extremely slow in that area, and an ancillary effect is going to be caused on Ben White on the westbound side from east of I-35 all the way toward that collision site at Loop 360. So Ben White affected, Mopac affected. I-35 northbound is going to be slow as a matter of course this time of day. And north of there, Old Torf to Cesar Chavez stop and go as well. And on 183 as you make your way toward 290, we're backed up there too. Ed Bluestein at 290 I-35, it's slow. And southbound I-35 itself is going to be heavy in that area. Westbound on Toll 45 off to the west of I-35 and Round Rock, that's slow as well. So we have a lot going on here this morning. I'm Don Miller. That's your traffic.
Grande Equipment, folks. My great friend Wes Murray and his team there. I've been doing this a long time, but they're an independent and locally owned equipment dealer that prides themselves in service and understands your reputation is all you have. So if you have a job that requires heavy equipment and a project that's got deadlines and timelines you want to keep, you want to partner with Grande because they're going to partner with you on that project every single time. And, you know, it's amazing as they've grown like they have at Grande to serve the world's equipment needs. Big part of that is word of mouth because in an industry like that, the world gets around that you want to work with Grande because, again, they're independent, so they're not tied to one dealer. They can get you anything you need from the Caterpillar to the John Deere, Volvo, anything, whatever. And that piece of equipment will be there or pieces of equipment will be job site ready and they're hassle-free every single time. Because they believe in doing things the right way the first time and that the real work really begins after they earn your business, not before, and that it's not done until the job is done on time and to your standard. That's the partnership you create with Grande. Grande also handles selling equipment. If you have some that you're done with and need to sell, Grande offers a great alternative to auctions and trade-ins. They'll pay fair market value for that. Also have the rentals. It's everything. It's Grande Equipment, folks. Great people. Great down-to-earth Texans. They are always involved in our community, doing great work as well. Find them online at grandeequipment.com or call them 512-504-3262. If you need equipment, sales and rentals, they've got it for you, and they'll get it to you and be partnered with you on that project. 512-504-3262, online at grandeequipment.com. They don't overpromise, they overdeliver.
Hey, Austin, Kevin Dunn here for my great friends at Bryant AC and Electric. I've known this family virtually my whole life. They're fantastic people, and they do great work. They've been in business here in Austin for over 38 years. It's a second-generation family-run business. They're lifetime Austinites. They're incredibly friendly, and they can give you same-day service. It is a one-stop shop for both AC and electrical needs. They won the Chronicle Best of 2019, Local Best in 2018, 2019, and 2020, and they work with every brand of AC unit. They have background check technicians, and they can give you that same day service. It's getting hot out there, so get your AC worked on. If you need some electrical stuff done, two birds, one stone with a great family-run business that will give you a fantastic deal. Give them a call or get online. It's 512-328-3268. 512-328-3268, or it's Bryant AC Service.
There's Pablo in his natural habitat, opening his internet bill in fear.
No.
He just saw his 12-month promotional price ended. Uh-oh. And he just discovered the equipment fees. Back away slowly.
If your internet bill drives you wild, just remember, you're not a bad person. You just need a straightforward price. Get AT&T Fiber. Unlimited internet with no price increase at 12 months. Visit att.com/no-hidden-fees. Limited availability in select areas.
You know, on the job site with Flex Power Tools, when you finish one job, it's on to the next. Just sawed through a row of knotted oak? Come on, what's next? Done demoing a wall of nail-filled studs? Bring it, what's next? Finished grinding off 18 years of rust? Flex, it's what's next. When I'm working, there's no time to recharge a battery, no time for tools that need replacing. And to stay ahead of the trade, you need tools that do the same. Flex Power Tools aren't just part of the category, but dialed in to lead it. Flex Power Tools deliver the next generation of power and work as hard as the people holding them. Whatever the next job calls for, you'll be more than ready. Flex, it's what's next. Flex Power Tools, available exclusively at Lowe's. Now through December 31st, 2021, purchase any Flex 24-volt power tool battery or charger and receive a limited lifetime warranty with registration. Visit FlexPowerTools.com and check out the full Flex lineup. Flex is available exclusively at Lowe's versus National Home Centers for Flex 24-volt.
In Austin, it's always golf season, and it's always a good time to check out the new PGA Tour Superstore at North Mopac and Breaker Lane. Shop Austin's largest selection of top-brand golf equipment. Then get your clubs custom fit for free in one of PGA Tour Superstore's high-tech hitting bays. Need to find that new putter with the magic touch? Test them all on the store's huge indoor putting green. Discover an outstanding variety of apparel and shoes for men, women, and kids. Plus all the hottest accessories, bags, range finders, and of course, golf balls. Shop like a pro in-store or online at PGATourSuperstore.com.
At Henna Chevrolet, we don't waste your time with tricky pricing games and gimmicky commercials. Instead, we simply guarantee the lowest price on our entire inventory without exception. Visit HennaChevyAustin.com and shop with confidence, knowing the price you see is the price you'll pay, and it is literally the best price in Austin. When savings and selection matter most, there's only one place that guarantees you come out ahead, and that's Henna Chevrolet. Find new roads. People who like more money like Henna Chevrolet.
I needed to sell my second vehicle in a hurry. So after getting it appraised at CarMax, my buddy told me I could get $500 more at Henna. Sounded too good to be true, but I'd be lying if I said it wasn't the easiest $500 I ever made.
Just present your written appraisal offer within 7 days and you'll get $500 more guaranteed. Come get your money at HennaChevyAustin.com. Find new roads.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Quite a conversation on Jay Cutler and his divorce. That's fun. Also,
holy moly,
Mama Bear and Mama. That bear video is still, there's a lot going on there. So you got to remember that brown bear that's on the fence. At the beginning of the video, you see the cubs, right? So she's got her cubs, so she's protecting her baby.
From that one dog that came running out.
Yeah, from the original dog that came, which started. Young, you know, the 17-year-old opens the back door, and the dog sprints to the bear. And so she's now going mama, getting nasty, about to protect her babies. And then here comes this girl. And I'll say this again. That girl was once, that bear was about to come over the fence after those dogs.
Yeah, that bear was looking for something to eat after the dogs attacked.
Or just, yeah, to protect her babies, her cubs. Right. And so if that girl gets there a half a second or a second later, that bear's on the other side of the wall and she's now face to face with the bear. That's good night nurse, my friend. Instead, she got there in time, was able to get under it. And how do you shove a 1,000 pound? Somebody tell me what that bear weighs. Probably 800 pounds, 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Shoves it over the wall. That was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Also unbelievable last night, the performance of Dame Lillard in a loss for the Portland Trailblazers. About 55 points and 10 assists. 55 points, 10 assists. They lose the game. And as you said earlier, Buck, he didn't take the last shot.
He's got to take he's got to take the last shot. I don't care if it clangs off, if it goes over the board. You've been on fire for 55. I'd rather take the chance with you throwing up, because if you saw some of the three-point shots that he took, some of those threes are, you can't, you know, I know Steph Curry takes some threes, but he has a lot of clear shots. He has a lot of shots where he gets it off before you even get your hands up. That's how quick he is with his shot. But Lillard shoots the ball right in your face. He'll take a turnaround with no steps from way past the arc, and he shoots it, but your hand's in his face. He gets hit. He gets knocked around. I just got to take the last shot. right? I mean,
yeah.
Or my Lehigh guy needs to do something.
Yeah, CJ McCollum had a tough one last night, especially.
And he's been a scorer, right?
Oh, yeah, he's an ultimate scorer, professional scorer. But I'm with you, Bug. Dame, you got to put it in his hands at the very end. And Mike Malone, he's been getting killed today because everybody thinks that, you know, when you're down by two or, you know, when you're down by three, you should foul so you could put somebody on the line and shoot two free throws. Dame Lillard isn't that guy to play with. Like, he probably leads the league after James Harden with most and one threes.
I can understand
that.
He can
hit them probably easier than anybody in the league. And with the way the refs were calling things, like Austin Rivers, he, you know, barely touched Damian Lillard, and they called the foul in clutch time. So if I'm Mike Malone, I don't want to risk anything. I'd rather have Dame Lillard shoot the toughest shot ever and not foul him and live with the results than
him making it
and beating you on a four-point play, which if I'm Mike Malone, I'm thinking about that, especially when he's dropping 50 with ease like he did last night.
55, included a three to tie it in regulation, tie it in overtime, and then he didn't take the final. And they end up losing in that game, 147-140.
E, are you...
By the way, can I finish that
real
quick? He becomes the fourth player in NBA history to post a 50-point 10-assist game in the postseason, joining 50-point 10-assist game in the postseason. The first two you'll get, or could get, because it's Russell Westbrook and Jerry West, the logo. The fourth?
LeBron.
No.
Curry?
No. The great...
Will Chamberlain?
Sleepy Floyd, baby. Sleepy Floyd.
Sleepy Floyd from Georgetown? Come on, man.
And better known for Houston Rocket fans as the man who was traded for Ralph Sampson. Remember the Rockets when the Rockets decided to break up the Twin Towers?
Sleepy.
They traded Ralph Sampson and some other dude to get Sleepy Floyd.
Sleepy Floyd had great handles when he was at Georgetown with George Thompson. The guy was cool.
And he had the sleepy eye, so they called him Sleepy.
Oh, he was good, man.
He'd rock
you to sleep, all right.
Yeah, he would. So that's a playground nickname right there, Sleepy.
Yeah, what a bad trade for the Rockets anyway, because Ralph Sampson can't fight? Come on now.
Well, and the Rockets, I mean, they wanted the Twin Towers thing, and it just wasn't working. They needed to move one of the bigs out, and they obviously built around Akeem, and that paid off and paid dividends. But a big Ralph Sampson. Because you know what the Rockets could have done is draft – Ralph Sampson the first year, and then instead of taking Akeem the next, take Michael Jordan.
That's right.
Could have had Jordan and Ralph, the stick. But Ralph Sampson was only 7'4 player. This was even back in the 80s. He wanted to be a point guard back in the 80s.
He wanted to shoot threes.
He wanted to shoot threes. He was a finesse big back in the day. But, you know, that's Sleepy Floyd. All right, Bob, go ahead.
I was going to ask you about, you know, it's come out that Ben Roethlisberger, I was waiting for this to come out, that he said that he was the one who went to the Pittsburgh Steelers and said, I'm going to take a pay cut in order to surround this team and get the players that they wanted. When this all happened, when Ben came out and also said, I just hope they want me to come back again after his failure at the end of the season. He went 11-0 and was just lighting it up. And then at the end, he just threw interception after interception. His arm looked weak. It looked weary. And I said that you know, after he had said, you know what, I'm just want them to want me to come back. And now he's saying that I'm the one who put it out that, of course, I was going to take a pay cut. I truly believe they were ready to get to part ways with Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, they were on his $41 million salary cap. His hit, I don't think it was him. I think they were going to go to him and say, dude, listen, we can't pay you all this money.
Well, they told him that. I mean, and the owner came out and said.
Saying that he's the guy. I'm the guy who initiated this. I'm thinking, no, you weren't.
Well, I think it was pretty mutual. I think
and
Ben was willing, but at the same time, it just feels like the whole Ben Roethlisberger thing. I'm not high on the Steelers this year. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But it feels like the Eli Manning thing at the end in New York, right?
Even though they got little Franco. Don't forget that.
I know Najee Harris. They still have a crappy offensive line, and Ben can't move. They have not addressed offensive line. It was a problem last year, and I think Najee Harris is going to run into that problem too. He's better than James Conner, but at the same time, he's still a rookie running back behind a not good offensive line. And that's, to me, been the biggest issue with the Steelers is they let their offensive line go from elite to it's not very good right now.
The word is that little Franco is Franco.
Well, he runs out of bounds?
No, not running out of bounds early in his career. No, he's ready to go. He can catch it, come out of the back.
He's great. I love Najee Harris as a player. And they needed that. They need a more explosive running back. And we'll see. Maybe that makes the offensive line improved. But look, I go back to Kansas City, right? In that same conference, the Kansas City Chiefs needed to rebuild their offensive line, and they did. They signed an elite guard from the New England Patriots. They traded for Orlando Brown from the Baltimore Ravens. Mm-hmm. They drafted a walk-in starter in Creed Humphrey at center. I mean, they addressed their offensive line. I don't still think Pittsburgh has. And you don't just draft a running back because you can't run the ball. You have to fix the whole line.
True.
And I don't know that that'll be a question for the Dallas Cowboys, too, is, you know, was last year the beginning of the end of that great offensive line, right? I mean, is Tyron Smith
and
ever
the end of Zeke Elliott?
Well, yeah, vis-a-vis that. I mean, if you can't block, I mean, then Zeke all of a sudden loses confidence. He's fumbling the ball everywhere, getting hit in the backfield on every carry. You know, do the Cowboys, does Tyron Smith come back and be a 16-game player for you?
He'll be a 12, 11, 10.
The whole mystery surrounding Lael Collins is still weird. He didn't play at all last year. Can he be healthy and back? Because 2 years ago when Lael Collins was there, he was their best offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you get those guys back, Cowboys are back to being, you know, way above average up front. And you know, Zeke will be back to being Zeke, I think, and then the offense won't be nearly what it was last year as far as, you know, problematic. Steelers, I don't think they addressed it. I don't think they addressed the offensive line. And I don't think – and, it, you know, we know Ben can't move. And you know,
we know that for sure.
And what was the reason that their offense last year was built around quick passing game? Like Ben catching the ball and trying to get rid of it.
Well, because of the pressure.
Yeah, like we can't have him standing back there. He doesn't move and avoid pressure like he used to. Which what does that lead to? That's why they got off to the great start, but then teams figured out, well, look, they're not going to throw the ball more than 10 yards down the field. Everything's coming out quick.
And that's why I still believe this was a, out of respect for Ben Roethlisberger by the Pittsburgh Steelers and that organization, to bring him back for another year. Now, he can say, I took less money, where you're going to take less money whether you liked it or not. That was going to happen to you in order to come back.
If you wanted to be back, you had to cut it because we couldn't afford it. And that's right. The other part for the Cowboys, or for the Steelers. One of the reasons they didn't address their O-line is they didn't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
And so the draft was really their only option to upgrade it. And they drafted a running back with their first pick. Now, you got some linemen later. We'll see if any develop. But I just think they're behind now talent-wise.
Oh, they're behind Cleveland.
The Cleveland and Baltimore in that division. And they're going to be fighting with Cincinnati for last place to avoid it, in my mind.
Wow.
And if it goes – look, there's the whole – remember Eli Manning's last year with the Giants where, boy, is it time to bench him? Do we need to figure out what we have in this other
quarterback? That was just respect. That's all it was.
Yeah, and I think Eli and Ben were drafted in the same draft class, that this is kind of that.
Both have two Super Bowls? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Two.
I mean, that's your organization showing you respect on the way out. They don't expect to see you after this year.
And, you know, Ben had the argument that, look, we were 11-0. We went 11-5 last year. We got to the playoffs. We had a bad night. We can get this thing
had
back.
A
and
really
maybe
bad
he's right.
Night.
Maybe he's right. Oh, they got, gosh.
Cleveland, that was a bad night. 28-0. That was one of the worst games I think I've ever seen.
Bacon Mayfield.
That's right. The guy who's not in the top 100 players destroyed him.
This says, stick to overrating the Browns. My underrated Steelers still win the division. We'll see. We'll see. That's the beauty of the debate.
Well, I'm not saying I like little Franco. I'm not. They're not winning the division. That's not that
well,
part.
I do think
will they be number two?
And because of that salary cap issue, the Bud Dupree loss is big for them. He's now in Tennessee. He was the pass rusher opposite T.J. Watt. That made them, you know, ferocious there. When Dupree got hurt last year, T.J. Watt's numbers went down.
Right.
So I don't know that the defense is as good. I don't think it's going to be a bad defense by any stretch of the imagination. But will it be as good? I don't know. And, of course, they do bring – I mean, they build around Chase Claypool, and they do bring, Juju Smith-Schuster back. So
right.
They've got a nice receiving core. But it'll be about Ben, and maybe we'll see. Maybe he proves everybody wrong, and he's still got some juice. But that division's really good.
It is. One of the better ones in football right now.
All right, we'll be back. When we do, hey, it's only as good as you make it. That's the Blitz, so make it good next. 447-3776. We also have a little salacious gossip ahead of that. And first – the voice of the Longhorns.
It's time for the Craigway Sports Report, brought to you by Bud Light. Now, here's Craigway.
Once an NCAA tournament bracket is released, whether it's for basketball, softball, or baseball, the strategizing begins for the coaching staffs as to how to prepare for the upcoming opponent. In the case of basketball, it might be two opponents spread over 3 days for first and second round matchups or Sweet 16 and Elite Eight, even Final Four and National Championship. But in a baseball or softball regional, four teams are at one site. So the coaching staffs are really busy preparing for an entire weekend with three other opponents. One of the most popular questions asked of Texas head coach David Pierce this week was how he planned to set up his pitching staff for the weekend. Would he stick with his usual Friday night All-American starter Ty Madden against a sub-500 Southern University team in the regional opener this Friday afternoon? Or would he plan to go with number two starter Tristan Stevens? Stevens, for his part, has no preference on when he gets the ball.
No, it doesn't matter for me personally. You know, whether it's a team that likes righties or likes lefties, you know, I'm ready for the challenge and I know what I can bring to the table.
Coming up this afternoon, we begin to go over each of the other teams in the Austin Regional with Texas head coach David Pierce. That's in our next report. I'm Craig Way.
Brought to you by Bud Light.
Hey everybody, it's Aaron Hogan, and you know Bud Light is my choice every single time when it comes to a coldie, and it should be yours too. As things start to open up throughout Central Texas and around the great state, you start to get out again, be sure to order and look for the Bud Light at all your favorite spots, the convenience stores, the grocery stores, and of course your local watering hole. If you're still staying in, hanging out with your buds, watching games, barbecuing in the backyard, that's fine too. It's always a good time for a nice cold Bud Light. The colder the better for me, please. Order Bud Light at all your favorite spots. Always my choice, and absolutely should be yours. Bud Light is the world's favorite light beer.
Make your internet magical. Visit suddenlink.com today to get 200 meg internet now for only $30 a month for 1 year. And abracadabra, this offer just got even better with a $200 Visa prepaid card. Stay connected to everything you love with no annual contract plus a 30-day money-back guarantee and free installation when you order online. Or upgrade to 1 gig internet and get Suddenlink's new smart Wi-Fi 6. It features a 3 times faster and more reliable Wi-Fi experience to keep you better connected on all your devices throughout your home. Bring every room to life with 200 meg internet from Suddenlink for only $30 a month for 1 year. And for a limited time, you'll get a $200 Visa prepaid card. Visit Suddenlink.com for this and more exclusive deals online. For new residential customers, reflects auto pay discount, taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 200 megs. Speed availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. Smart Wi-Fi 6 claim based on comparison with Wi-Fi 5 experience. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Darren Hogan for AMM Collision. And I always like to tell you, for any collision, it's an easy decision. It has been since 1991 in Central Texas. 30 years of family-owned business, and they've grown, to say the least. They have locations all over Austin, Central Texas, and the Hill Country. I promise you there's going to be one in your neighborhood. We live south at Onion Creek, and there's two within 10 minutes everywhere. Look online at ammcollision.com to find the location nearest you. They take a situation that's a hassle, right? A collision with your vehicle. They do everything they can do to make it as hassle-free a process as they can, with free estimates, with no appointment necessary whatsoever. They accept all insurance and then work with your insurance company to make sure everything is done right. And it's rapid car repair, folks. They have the leading cycle time in the industry, so you get your car back sooner. They have discounts for military and first responders and a lifetime warranty on all repairs as long as you own your car. 30 years right here in Austin. It's AMM Collision. For any collision, it's an easy decision and has been since 1991. AMMCollision.com.
AMM Collision. Our reputation is no accident.
Legislative advertising paid for by Las Vegas Sands Corp. Arranged by Julia Adanza. For years, Texans have been boosting the economies of neighboring states, spending billions of tourism and gambling dollars at casinos in Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. Billions that could help fund our schools and our public safety.
But it doesn't have to be this way. Our legislature is considering a plan. A plan that would allow Texans to vote this fall to bring 4 world-class destination resorts and casinos to Texas. Premier gaming, destination shopping, world-class restaurants, and new entertainment venues.
But it's not all just fun and games. This plan would boost Texas's economy, create tens of thousands of jobs, and help fund vital services like schools and public safety right here at home.
Learn more at txdra.com, because Texans should have the right to vote on this important issue.
This is Scott Crossett with Apple Commercial Leasing. That's right, Apple Commercial Leasing, the home of the unlimited mileage commercial lease and so much more. Are you looking for a smarter, more cost-effective way to handle your company vehicles? Do you need customized work trucks? Are you looking for ways to cut your transportation cost? Look to Apple Commercial Leasing for the quick, accurate solutions. For business owners large and small, the unlimited mileage lease offers you tax advantages, cash flow savings, low to no out-of-pocket expenses, no dealership hassles, and fast and friendly service. From light-duty trucks to medium-duty trucks, even commercial specialty vehicles, buses, even 18-wheelers, we can do it all. Experience the Apple Advantage, Give us the opportunity to bid, and you'll never regret it. Call for free quotes at 335-3273-33Lease or click 33lease.com. That's 335-3273. We will save you and your company time and money.
The Horns text line is brought to you by Specs. Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods. You're on the way. Less to pay. Everyday store. Cheers to savings.
Where you get that from? Did Tawana tell you that? Did Tawana tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
Just gossip, no games, all brought to you by Bud Light. Only Bud Light with those four great ingredients and brewed right here and the world's favorite light beer. Great stuff. Del Diamond will be hopping Thirsty Thursday tomorrow night. They're back. We're expressing first place, so that'll be a great opportunity. And I think the Rock Rally's coming up this weekend, is it not? And they're at COTA now? COTA for the Republic of Texas Motorcycle Rally?
Motorcycles in town?
Yeah. I think that's this weekend. Let me look at the handy-dandy calendar here.
Look out.
No, it's next weekend. It's not this okay. weekend. It's next weekend for the Rot Rally. But whatever you're doing this summer, now that it's officially here after Memorial Day, do it with a nice cold Bud Light, the Bud Light Seltzers, enjoying some downtime, getting to the coast, taking a vacay. Do it with the ice cold Bud Lights. It makes the good times great. The great times, unforgettable each and every time. And those seltzers, only 100 calories, no sugar either. Very light on the sugar. That's a good thing for the seltzers. Hey, Buck, the salacious gossip today is interesting. Because we have good news and we have bad news. You want the good news or the bad news?
I need the good news first.
Okay, good news first. How about this story? 11-year-old girl who has autism. She's on the spectrum, but she failed a math class in the second grade, is now a math world record holder. Her name is Sonia Hearmath. Interesting, the math is in her last name.
Huh.
She can multiply any two numbers in her head. And the Googles, came up with two random six-digit numbers. So to achieve the record, she had to multiply them in her head in under 10 minutes. She did it in less than two. Correctly.
Never give up.
Yeah, it's like Michael Jordan getting cut from his...
Just never give up. Just keep on trying.
Little League team.
Keep on trying. You can do it.
Yeah. How about that? You multiply in your head even a double-digit number?
No, I don't try to do that. There's too many things in my head.
It hurts too much.
Yeah.
Also on the good news side, a boater in Florida, how about this, jumped into the river to save his 4-year-old daughter last Friday, but then he got stuck by the current and couldn't get back to the boat. So a 7-year-old little brother dove in, swam against the current on and off for an hour, made it to the shore, ran to a house to get help, saved all three.
Are you kidding me?
That is a true story.
Teach your kids to swim.
What about that? That's like the lady with the bear, just instinct. What 7-year-old?
No. I'm not going out for the dogs with a bear. That kind of instinct, no. I'm not running.
So if that same
wall.
Thing was happening, there was a brown bear on your fence,
yes,
about to go after your dogs, you would sit there and watch the dogs get mangled.
You mean like my wife's dog, like the Schnauzer?
Yeah.
If the Schnauzer went there, would I go to the fence to save the Schnauzer? The answer is no.
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 How about this one? A woman.
If it was a chow, no. It would be chow for the bear.
Zay, you ever go to TikTok?
No, I'm not a TikTok guy.
They got TikTok hacks. Like, these are things that people teach you on TikTok that are like tricks, like shortcuts with like recipes and cleaning things and how to fix this actually the right way. Well, a lady posted on TikTok a hack that she says is a hack you can use at Disney World. So she went to Disney World in a skimpy top at the greatest place on earth. Or the nicest place on earth, is that what they call it?
Mm.
And she was wearing a skimpy top that was showing her under breast.
Oh, okay.
She's a real classy lady, so she's wearing the under, the always fun under chest.
Yes.
Well, so she's calling this a hack because Disney gave her a $75 t-shirt and wouldn't let her come in unless she wore it, but she got a free t-shirt that would have cost $75. So she's like, here's a hack. Wear her under boob t-shirt and you'll get a free shirt.
Very nice. Well done.
Smart of her. I like that. Also, an annual study found the best cities to raise a family 2021 are... Overland Park, Kansas, number one. That's the home of one Brad Kellner. That's where he grew up.
Is it really?
I don't know how long he actually lived there, but then he ended up in the Metroplex. Yeah, Overland Park, Kansas, Fremont, California, Irvine, California, Plano, Texas, Columbia, Maryland.
Plano hanging in there, huh?
Plano hanging in there. All right, so there you go.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that for the dogs. I only do stuff for children and old people. Remember, if you run out in front of me and you're a dude, I'm not swerving.
I almost hit a possum this morning from a raccoon.
In the
neighborhood.
Dead coon. Gone. I'm serious. I'm not swerving for raccoons, possums, squirrels.
Swerve. I stopped. I just hit the brakes.
I'm not going into a pole. Only for children and old folks. Grown men, you're going down.
See ya. All right, let's go to your blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz, brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
All right, hold your ears real quick here. First Blitzer, you're up. What's up, man?
¿Qué pasó, Toro? El Blanquito y el Zeta. I said, Toro, so I took advice from you, dude, so I sent a letter to the Minister of Culture, Mr. McConaughey, Toro.
Nice.
Toro, you know that my people are big soccer fans, right?
Yeah.
We have the Bullhorns, we have the Mazatlan, you know, we're rowdy, dude. So in my letter, Toro, I asked the one Mr. McConaughey, maybe we could carve out a small section, dude, in the soccer stadium for Davos Orphans, Toro. Check this one out, Toro. We'll be rowdy. We'll have William Mark, Little Kev, Dumpster Mike, Donnie. It's all about the children, Toro.
Let me help you.
Orphans.
You just mentioned those aren't your people. The names that you just mentioned, those are not your people. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, scouting report from Lafayette. My daughter's a cheerleader at UL, and she's already talking smack. They're crunching tape from Alabama and Texas. Coach Sarkisian needs to have this team ready.
Yeah, how about that?
The Raging Cajuns.
Raging Cajuns, you know, are crunching tape.
It's kind of cool. The same in Central Texas. The Raging Cajuns, Texas in 94 days, but Texas State hosts Baylor that day down in San Marcos.
How about that?
Yeah, it's a pretty good Saturday.
Sunbelt, you got that right. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, speaking of divorce,
yes.
I'm almost 100 days away and getting hitched. Say goodbye to my stuff.
Good luck to you, 100 days to getting hitched.
That's awesome. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Congratulations.
Them hackers, they can hack a gas line. They can hack some dumbass Aggies. But they pick a pig farmer? That pig farmer ain't giving you a dime. They're already back operating, and they ain't losing no money like a gas man.
Wow, oh my goodness, Donnie. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Coach Royal, potential means you ain't done it yet. Coach Sark, allow your team to play up to its potential. See what happens.
Like that a lot. That's a good one. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Jay Cutler. Hey, with all those kids, it's cheaper to keep her. Philip Rivers.
That's for sure. That's right. It is cheaper to keep her. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, what would you say to one of those UFOs?
What's that?
Hey, ET. Meet my wife. Right? I'm Ralph. And, oh, by the way, meet these nuts.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, you know what's worse than that Klansman calling in every other day? It's knowing that Klansman has a kid.
Oh!
See?
Shut it down! Let's go!
That's probably where we're going to run into a problem there.
That's going to be
a problem. Wow.
That's the kind of Blitz call I'm here for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the one. Blitzer on Blitzer hate is a phenomenal thing.
That shouldn't have been let known right there.
Kind of like Charles Barkley last night calling Anthony Davis street clothes.
Street clothes guy?
Oh, no, he just called him street clothes.
That was it?
Yeah. Old street clothes. Wow. That's rough, brother. Harsh, but it's a reality. And the Lakers are in trouble. We'll get you details on that. Also, the other top stories, Longhorns in hot pursuit of a transfer cornerback. And see the day the Georgia Bulldogs had yesterday. Not one, but 2 5-star transfers announcing they're going to Georgia. We'll get you details on that on the other side. Plus, Tom Gimbel has huge news from ACL TV development. We'll get you a deal on that in part of our live music update. It's B&E on a Wednesday.
Hey, it's Carl Mickelson from Playing Through here on The Horn. Heard every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. and presented by PGA Tour Superstore. And here with your Playing Through tip of the week.
How do you move the hips in the golf swing? Super simple. Don't think of turning them because this gets you moving your shoulders over here and your shoulders over here. Think of walking and the hips move out of the way. They move like this. When you do this, you stay more linear, right? Start with a simple exercise. Push the trail foot back. Then all you're going to do is rock that trail foot. One, two. Works in a linear fashion. If you ever struggled with slicing it, this is amazing. Backwards and forwards. Work the hips out of the way. Don't work them in a turning fashion. You'll stay centered. Improve your ball striking. Enjoy.
Shop with the pros at PG.